This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Coach, is there anything you want to change?
I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell that. Everybody's like, football's a team game, okay? It's not a team game, okay? I did my part, all right? I put in a great game plan. I mean, these players, they're horrible. My players are no good. I mean, everybody's like, no excuses. I got 22 excuses, 11 on my offense and 11 on my defense. Our offensive coordinator is terrible. He gets half of his plays off of Madden, rookie mode. I mean, the guy is no good. In our offensive line, it's like Obama's immigration policy. Let everybody through. Do we have a chance next week? No, we don't. We're 0-8. We're not good at football. Tried to recruit bigger, better players to come play for us, but they went to good schools. I mean, they're all talking in the locker room like, we're a team, we're in this together, no matter what happens, we're together. Like, not me, dude, I'm out of here. This team's terrible.
That is the uninspirational words of John Crist.
There you go.
One of America's hottest comedians, nice enough to come here before coming by One Nation, which is going to air Saturday at 8.
Hey, don't downplay this. Don't say that's the main thing. This is the main thing.
So you're worried that I'm going to put down my own show?
Yeah, you go, hey, he's coming for Fox 8, but he's like, this is the charity appearance.
If we were not live, I'd redo the whole open.
Yeah, okay. Right? Yeah,
we are live. Okay. Heard around the country, around the world. John, it's great to see you. I've to research your role, I've never had such a great time.
There you go.
Because you're all over YouTube.
Yeah.
You're all over this thing called the internet, which I think is here to stay.
Thanks to Al Gore.
Right, thanks to Al Gore.
Yeah.
It was before that we had no way to communicate.
Nah, I don't know.
I had a word processor.
That's like comedies, like back in the Bible times, if something was like those stories, you just had to tell them.
Right.
To the next generation.
Not anymore.
You just had to tell them.
Right.
And you go, I don't know. This is what happened to granddad. And that just,
right.
Not anymore.
Well, that's how we got the Bible. It was like word of mouth for a few hundred years, right?
You just had to write, like, remember the story.
Right. And now, do you think we even got close to the real stories? Because your dad's a pastor.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, the names have been changed?
Well, so, like, if you did, hey, John Crist has this football coach joke, and we didn't watch it, you told it at lunch.
Yes.
I would be like, no.
It's not going to work.
That's not good.
Right.
That's not how it
because
is
you're not,
at all.
Number one, you're not John Crist.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing I should
learn. You butchered
it.
You butchered it, absolutely. Funny thing about that video is that ESPN actually ran it on SportsCenter, but they took out the Obama joke.
You're kidding me.
Hey, can we have rights to use this? And I go, absolutely. And they took that joke out.
What year was that? Was he in office at the time?
That was 2018. They took it out.
But isn't that show exactly what they do?
Well, that's why comedy is so amazing. Comedy is so strong right now because you go, that's not right. Like you listen, like during COVID and everybody's separated in their own homes and they would tell you, go, but you didn't have anyone else to like be like, yeah, that seems what you're just by yourself.
Right.
And they could, they were like,
and you're watching Anthony Fauci, you go, whatever you do, don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're never going to get vaccine in time.
Yeah.
And this virus is never going to be a problem here.
Yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself, does he not remember that we were watching him early?
Yeah. That's what I say. They're like, what do you think? How's comedy doing? I was like, dude, we got so many great comedians. We got Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Anthony Fauci, like this guy, that's what I always say in my show. Guy's hilarious, dude.
Well, he is, but a lot of people are laughing. They worship at the altar of Fauci.
I mean, how can you say it's tough to be a comedian? I mean, it's just all you have to do is just watch the news. It's unbelievable.
But see, I agree with you, but also I heard it's tough to be a comedian now. When you see Dave Chappelle, many people think he's the gold standard in your business, and they're attacking him on stage, tried to cancel him. Problem is, he can't be.
Yeah.
But they're attacking him on stage. They're still – I see like established comedians saying, I got to talk to Dave Chappelle about getting right about transsexuals. So, do you look at that and say, I better start lifting because people are going to take a run at me?
I better start lifting weights?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I got to survive. Or do you change your comedy?
Well, the only time people are ever offended is at truth.
Right.
I mean, that's just a fact. You know, if it's not true –
It's not funny.
And it's not like people say stuff about me it's untrue on the internet. It goes, like you think the comedians have all the power. The comedians have no power. The audience has all the power. So if you say something, they don't laugh, you're done.
Well, wasn't a month ago at Dave Chappelle that sold out a famous arena in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, we're going to cancel him.
Yeah.
Well, and then he just sold out across town.
Yeah, I think he's doing just fine. Yeah. What the left doesn't understand is they played into his hand of cards perfectly. Like they did exactly what he was hoping they would do. It's right. Like, go, I'm going to quit Netflix. Oh, you're going to quit your job? Okay. And then all he has no social media.
Right.
And he's just, they're just carrying his message. And everybody goes, oh, you're going to shut that down? Like when they, so I think that one of the most powerful things that helped Trump is when they took him off Twitter. Because people go, wait, what's he have to say? Like if you shut somebody's like voice, that's why comedy is so strong. You just come in there, make a joke, and everybody just goes nuts.
And they took him off Facebook.
Yeah.
And they say you could take the most powerful person. And by the way, other leaders who hated Trump.
Yeah.
were blown away that they did that.
Yes.
And then
there you go. Well, that's concerning. Yeah.
So we have Dan Bongino on the show, and Rumble once went public.
Okay.
It's now Rumble, you go on. They have his own infrastructure.
Yeah.
So now people are saying, okay, now you can't cancel me. Yeah. I have my own infrastructure there.
Yeah,
so go ahead and try. So I think that alerted a lot of people.
And if you, like, you don't understand how big these, like, you're like, oh, like, NASCAR, no one goes to it. I'm like, I'm going to the race this weekend. There's 225,000 people. Or like, no one, like Jason Aldean, like he's washed up. I go, dude,
right.
He just sold 75,000. Like you think this is like a fringe group. It's not. That's what's wild about. They're like, oh, these like hillbillies. I go, well, not really. Not really.
John Crist is here, outstanding comedian. You can follow him on Twitter.
That would be the first thing I'll promote. But okay.
John B. Crist, okay. But John, you have a whole bunch of appearances coming up, don't you?
We are all across the country. I was just telling you before the break that it's like with Fayetteville, North Carolina, we were doing 50, 60 shows in the spring, but they're all full. If they're not full, they got tickets left, but they're all like.
When did that happen for you?
Like 2019.
Right before the pandemic.
Yeah. That's what we're like 2018 is when people started. Like, I go to the airport and they're like, what's up? And you're like, wait, what? And they're like, we saw your video. And then you go, oh. And what's great about that is.
Was the video special or was it your YouTube?
I mean,
videos?
There's some multiple videos. The football one was one of them. But yeah, there's a football one, the Disney one, the a lot of the videos that you go, oh, I know that guy. And then you start to have, you're like a recognizable. And then you don't. I mean, I guess we have the social media ban us, but those once you ban someone, once you silence someone, everybody goes, I want to hear, why did you ban him? Like that you think the banning is like going to silence somebody, but it's in 9 times out of 10 it does the opposite.
So the John Crist in 2019 is not politically correct in 2022. Have not changed anything.
No,
did you think
same.
For a while you had to when you were watching?
Maybe, but then you realize the more you say it, the more people are, like, unified under it. And then you don't have any – like, it's why if you have, like, a Netflix special, Netflix can remove you.
Yeah.
But if you just go – social media, just go direct to the people. And, I don't have a boss that could – you have a boss that can fire you. Maybe not.
Right. Yeah, I'm too powerful.
You
I'm
own
too
this
big,
place. Yeah,
right?
That's good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And they're watching on Fox Nation now, so I'm screwed for
Fox
going
Nation.
Along with it. Thank you.
You and Gutfeld, you're unfireable. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I think Gutfeld's
Yeah, he's
fireable.
100%.
Yeah.
Every night might be his last.
Right.
Yeah.
Except for the ratings keep going up and the demo. Is that valuable when young people watch?
Yeah. When you say, hey, I walk down the street and they go, oh, that's the guy from TikTok. I go, like, it was like everybody, like if I, like my mom's on Facebook, like a big Facebook is my biggest social media. But then everybody goes, that's the guy from TikTok. I go, all right, I guess I'm the guy from TikTok.
What is your view on TikTok? We're going to talk about this on television, which is almost as important as radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
But what's your view on TikTok? Because knowing that China's taking all your information.
Yeah.
And are they, do you think China's behind us doing the silliest things possible that are oftentimes dangerous?
Does it
worry you?
A little bit. Well, the information, what worries about me is the algorithm is so dedicated to you that you might not see what's going on elsewhere.
Right.
And you're only getting what they think. It's like an echo chamber.
Right.
But they don't, with silencing people, I made a joke. I was on the first tee box at the golf course on July 1st, and I hit the ball, and my joke was, Pride Month is over. I can finally hit the ball straight again, which is a joke.
Fantastic.
But they took it down.
They took it down.
Yeah.
TikTok did.
TikTok removed it. But that's a – it's a pro – it's not a – you're making fun of, like, maybe the backwoods. I can't believe – like,
Right.
But they don't understand how sarcasm – the algorithm doesn't understand that.
So you don't think it's someone in Beijing who said, we have
I
to.
Mean, I would, that would be tough. But if somebody's in charge of it, and it's not going good. It's right. not, if you said, hey, the future of our nation, and you showed what's going on TikTok, you're like, well, this is not good.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like Jackass in very short bursts.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that on a medium.
There's a lot going on over there that's easy to make fun of. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have no problem going on, even though you're a red, white, and blue guy, you have no problem going on.
That's
TikTok.
How you say that? You're a red, white, and blue guy? That's like the terminology that you guys use? Yeah, I like that. I'm a red, white, and blue guy.
How about patriotic?
Okay.
You're very judgmental.
I'm a red, white, and blue guy.
Okay.
I just never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah. That's like a.
Will you promise to use it on stage with that? And
you know, like how Jesus, when they're trying to figure out who the other Christians were, he drew like half of a fish, and then the other guy would draw the other half, and then they knew. That's how they knew he was on the team.
Really?
I got to go to like family reunion. We're like, hey, dude, are you a red, white, blue guy? That's how you know he's on the team. Yeah, I like that.
You know, some people get look at that as challenging, as they set you off by having a flag.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird?
I don't know when that happened.
Because you're in Nashville, you probably don't know anything about that.
No, I know that. Yeah, I don't know when that happened. When it was like the
it's
like,
a trigger.
Yeah, which like I always say like, hey, go. We've been on a bunch of like mission trips for our church everywhere, and I go, well, like a comic would just be like, well, in terms of supply and demand, I think everyone's trying to come to this one. I think the immigration, the border is from that one to this one.
Yes,
not. To leave.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to come here.
There's a reason.
Yeah, that's a reason.
I thought so. The people that are born here are the biggest critics suddenly.
Yeah.
So, John, people should know a little bit about you.
Yeah.
Third out
of eight kids.
When did you realize you were not the favorite?
You know what? I got fired from Chick-fil-A. That was the only place we were allowed to work.
And?
Because
they were closed on Sunday?
Yeah, no, they were closed on Sunday. We were very Christian, very religious. My dad's a pastor, so the McDonald's, Burger King was right in there. We have nothing to do with that.
Right.
Heathen establishment.
I was saying,
you go in there, Chick-fil-A.
I never drove past McDonald's, Burger King and thought to myself, godless.
No, yeah.
That's what you thought?
Yeah, no, that's what my parents thought. Yeah, 100%. Right. Yeah, they pray for your food.
So did they think you're funny? Did they push for you to be?
No. No parent would ever be like, I want my son to be a comedian.
Right.
It takes like years down the road, and then they see you're like, oh, he's got like a Range Rover now. Like, how did he get that?
Right.
And they still like, I'm like sold out shows from like coast to coast, and my dad would still like, I leave the house, he'd give me like $20 to get a nice like
really?
Fill your car up with gas, son. But that's what a comedian is great at. It's like a comedian is supposed to be like an everyman.
Right.
Like Kevin Hart is like. That guy flies private. He has security. But if you saw Kevin Hart, you'd be like, what's up, dude?
Right.
He's like your buddy.
Is he acting? Or does he know where he came from?
Every comic, no comic is too confident because it one bad set. And that,
right.
It's not like an athlete or a musician. They can be up there. They don't need the crowd.
Yeah, Brady played bad this week.
Yeah.
You know, he'll come back next week.
Yeah, but if comics getting too confident and walking out on stage like you own the place,
done.
It's over. It is over.
And do you ever catch yourself too?
Yeah.
After a big night and two, the third night you go out and you're thinking to yourself, and dial it back?
No, it's not. Well, it's like playing for your home. If you did an appearance,
right?
These are your people. But then you're like, hey, I'm going to like, there was my buddy Andrew Schultz who's a comedian. And I had the 6 o'clock show sold out. He had the 8 o'clock show sold out. He's a buddy of mine. He goes, hey, stay for the 8 o'clock and come on my show. So like 6 o'clock, I'm getting carried out of there with, you know, into the streets, they're chanting my name. And then they don't know me at the other one. And it's just different. it's just a little different.
Absolutely.
They go, here's this guy. And they go, what's his name?
How many years did it take you before you didn't really want that $20 from your dad?
I still want it. Don't get me wrong. I still want the $20.
You put it away in the same place?
Yeah. I mean, it took probably, I've started in 2009, 2018, so 10 years. Yeah.
Right.
Then you started to be like, oh, I think I might be able to do it. But You're the same. I'm guessing if you had $1 billion, what would you be doing tomorrow?
The same thing.
That's what me right. The same. It's like you're more passionate about.
I might leave a little earlier. I might not do John Roberts show.
Yeah. You would still do the radio. You cut the TV, but keep the radio.
Now I do. Yeah. Now that you've had me, you've changed my mind on so many things. John Chris is going to be here for one more segment.
Yeah. All right.
And we'll see how it goes. Afterwards, and we'll see. We talk about the break. Do you have any idea what we're going to talk about in the break?
I do not. You didn't prep me.
Okay, maybe we should. Remember, Letterman said, "I know." Letterman said he never talked to anyone in the break. They said it unnerved people, but he didn't want to talk to people.
Are you going to leave?
No, I'm going to stay.
Oh, and we're not going to talk to each other. We're sitting 4 feet from each other. We're not going to say a word to each other.
We'll see how it goes.
All right, play it by ear.
Back in a moment.
This weekend, check out Brian's new show on Fox News Channel.
His new Saturday show lets him ruin your weekends, too.
Take it easy, Gutfeld.
That really hurts.
One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. More of Brian coming up.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
John Christ is here, and I did a terrible thing. I did not have his big events in front of me, and it'll never happen again, John. John's going to be in Spokane, Washington, from the 29th to the 1st.
Yeah, that's next weekend. Yep.
Then you're going to be on New Brunswick, New Jersey.
I don't want to brag. People are like, dang, he must be doing well going to New Brunswick, New Jersey.
That's where Allison lives. Now you hurt her feelings.
Oh, sorry.
John, I don't know. I thought you were Christian. Yeah. So 10-6 to 10-8, the Stress Factory.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go into Virginia Beach, Virginia. We have WNIS down there. They're listening to us right now.
How many of your markets do you know? The call letters. You said Virginia. You know the call letters of the Virginia, where you were in Virginia Beach.
WNIS.
That's unbelievable.
Thank you.
How many do you know?
I don't have time to go over.
Okay, right. Yeah, smart.
Right now you're impressed.
Yeah,
and if you ask me all of them, then I'm going to feel
it. You guys don't understand. You guys are just listening to this. You think of the commercial breaks. Y'all are just like getting a couple. This man has 75 people that come in here and tell him what to say, what not to say, what he messed up.
Did they say anything nice about me? No.
No, not once.
They're not very supportive.
Are
you going to be impressed with this? You're going to be in Dayton, Ohio on the 11th. WHIO listeners,
wow.
Pay attention.
I don't know if these are made up or not, but yeah.
Allison, tell them they're not made up.
They're not made up, but I will say he's probably picking out the cities you're going to where he knows.
Brian Kilmeade exposed.
Right. You were more of an investigator comedian.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be on November 18th. Uh-huh. You're going to be in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. That one's full. That one's already sold out.
I don't think we have that.
It is? Yeah, it's already
Irvine,
sold out.
Irvine, California?
Sold out. Yeah.
So a guy can live in Nashville, appeal to the South and the West. That's unbelievable.
Well, yeah. CNN hasn't called.
Right.
So maybe not.
But, now, do you remember Ali for 3.5 years was banned from boxing?
Absolutely.
And a lot of people think those were his best years.
Yeah.
Do you fear that the pandemic 2 years were your best years?
Well.
And this is, you have to learn to fight differently now.
It's like batting practice.
Right.
Like you just
it's just not the same.
You just lob and you just crushing them.
Right.
Yeah. Just home run after home run.
But people will still be happy if they saw you on stage.
Oh, yeah. You'll be just fine. Well, the people are now just starting to come back out.
Did the people offer to pay more and say this wasn't enough? That's how much I enjoyed it?
We need another. Well, the highest compliment for a comedian is you come on Saturday, come back on Sunday.
Thanks, John.
Let's go.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.